Thank you for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
Tonight, I believe that every one of you in this room has been set up by God. God has set you up. And the reason that I say that is because I believe even the songs, and this happens often, that Michael and I will hit on the right songs and it goes right along with the message. And as I was preparing a little bit earlier, I really strongly felt that God was going to do something strong in our lives tonight if we would be willing to say yes, if we would be willing to allow Him to have His way in our lives. I just want to share a few scriptures and share a few things with you. But more than anything, I just want to exalt Jesus tonight, who He is. And tonight was about creating a stirring and a hunger and a longing in our hearts to go deeper in the things of God. Are we longing to know Him in a greater way in our lives? Is that longing dissipating, or is that hunger increasing? And I believe that in moments like this, the Lord can strike a chord in your heart that stirs you and creates a longing for Him, to know Him in a greater way, to override some circumstances or some thoughts or distractions or offenses or bitterness or anything. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 8, there's a little bit of a ring on this, if we can work that out. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 8, Paul of understanding and knowing what it truly meant to love Jesus and that He was everything. And he says in verse 8, he says, "Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, but I count all those things that I've suffered loss in rubbish for the gain of knowing Christ and to be found in Him, not having any of my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith." And tonight, I know in my life, I know that the world will do everything possible to distract me from being intimate with Christ and knowing Him. I know that the pleasures of this world will try to satisfy me and pull me away from being one who truly seeks Jesus above everything. And I don't want you to feel any condemnation tonight. I just want you to allow the Lord to lead you into a place, if this is that night, of repentance and saying, "Lord, I want to know You more." All the satisfactions of the world can stifle my intimacy with God. It can begin to distract it. And I almost think that I need those things to make it through each and every day. But they become a dependence in my life, and not totally dependent upon God. But I believe that as you begin to extract those pleasures and those things that you found comfort in more than Him, that He will begin once again to create a longing and a hunger inside of you. That you desire His presence above everything in your life. You desire Him. You don't desire to be acknowledged by someone in the church. You don't desire to be acknowledged by someone in the world. You desire to be with Him and in His presence. Keep people get greatly disillusioned when they begin to allow the things of the world to satisfy them. And they think that maybe this is going to suffice in my life. But it's not long that they find out that they are completely unsatisfied with the things of the world. And they think about that moment that they found Christ or they were with Him. And maybe some of you in this place have never really experienced the presence of the living God being in your midst and creating hunger and desire for you to know Him or maybe it's been a long time, I believe that tonight, if you will say yes, the Lord will begin to stir in your heart your great desire to know Him and to proclaim Him and to walk in the fullness of who you are in Him. Jesus is the exact opposite of the pleasures of the world. And when you begin to understand His love and you tap into it, nothing, absolutely nothing will suffice no matter what you try to do. And maybe that's happened. He is so powerful and He's so strong that when you are overwhelmed by just a moment of His love, it is so potent, it is so powerful that it draws you away from the things of the world. In Psalm 63, verse 1, the psalmist is saying, "Oh God, You are my God." He's making a determination. He's making a declaration. "Oh God, You are my God. Early will I seek You. My soul thirsts for You. My flesh longs for You. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water." It was a determination in the psalmist to say, "I will seek You in the morning." A determination of hunger. A determination of desire in his life to know Him. We have said before in this ministry that hunger is the currency of God, that it moves God's heart. Intimacy with Jesus doesn't come without longing, without desiring. And we've heard it said that it takes God in us to love God. It takes God in us through the power of the Holy Spirit to love God. And we have to allow that to happen. When you and I begin to go deep in the things of intimacy, when you and I begin to really seek Him with all of our heart, and we begin to experience His presence, and we start going deeper and deeper, and we're saying, yes, it is in those deep places that the sharks show up. The sharks of bitterness or offense. And they try to take you and jerk you and scare you out of that place you are, because it doesn't seem like this should be reality, but it is reality in the kingdom culture. And that's why God is pulling so many of us away from the dependence upon things to the dependence upon Him. And that's why you're here tonight. You're here to enter in to this moment of time, this moment that all of us are beginning to understand that the Spirit and the bride say, "Come, Lord Jesus." The bridegroom king has left, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. But he's coming, and there is a longing in his people and in his bride that the world will not get, and religion will not get it. Because religion will take you away from this place of his presence and this place of intimacy. But God's drawing you because of his great love for you. Stir you to long for him above everything, to go deep. Ask yourself a question today. Do you really long for Jesus? Longing for him. And longing for Jesus is not a sign of his absence. Longing for Jesus is a sign of his presence in your life. That he's there. He's stirring the Holy Spirit. It's increasing. And that's what these nights are about on Tuesday. It's a passion to know him and to truly proclaim him. If you look at Hebrews, we spoke about that a few weeks ago. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. And it says who Jesus really is. This is the man, Christ Jesus, who loves us. I can't say enough about him. He's awakening me. I believe he's awakening you to long for him. And longing is part of the answer you've been waiting for. That's what your answer is, to long for him. He places his love on us. Brings us into that place of joy and intimacy. Love that brings us into the place of longing. That our hearts ache to know him more. Some people have never entered into that place. That your heart aches to know Him more. That He tenderizes you and your heart's not calloused, but you're weepy and you weep and men aren't supposed to cry. Tears are a sign of strength, not a sign of weakness. They really are. Because you're beginning to get positioned in that place you need to be. That you're being tenderized. If you are religious, then you will lack a holy desire to know Him deeply. He waits. He waits and He waits to be wanted. To be wanted by all of us. Desire must be present in our lives. If we want the manifestation of Jesus to affect other people's lives, it has to be longing. We have to long for Him. It says in Luke 6:21 and Matthew 5:6. I think I'm going to go to Matthew 5:6, the Beatitudes. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled with what? Longing, the presence, the desire to know Him. Do you mourn for Him? Do you mourn for Him? Ask yourself that tonight. Matthew 9:15. This is the key for tonight, this scripture. And Jesus said to them, can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. Then they will mourn. Then they will long to be with Him. We are living in those days. We are living in that scripture. Jesus, the bridegroom conquering King. And for men, the bride of Christ means men and women. Just as the sons of God mean women. That the bride of Christ, those who love Him, will desire and long for His return. This is what I want to let you in on. This is the point of tonight. If a bride is getting ready to be married, and all of a sudden, her bridegroom has to go on a journey. Even though he's still in her heart, she will long and ache for his return. I believe that's the season of where the church of Jesus Christ is. And I believe that at the end of the book of Revelation, it says, chapter 22, I believe it says that the Spirit and the bride say, come, Lord Jesus, come. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you, resting inside of you, in cooperation with your ache and your desire, cries out and says, come, Lord Jesus, come. And it's the song, it's the longing, it's the aching that will begin to hit men and women all over the earth. And this longing will not cease. It will increase. And the ache and the desire to be in His presence and to know Him and for Him to come back will be something people won't be able to control, because they've sought His presence. They've longed for Him. They've desired to know Him in a great way. They've realized that anything in this world cannot compare or come close to the satisfaction of knowing His presence and being with Him. No matter what gift they carry, no matter what gift has been deposited in them, they will long for Him. And it will arise. It will arise. I believe we live in those days. There's a great cry at the end of the age. And if we speak of Jesus, if we speak of Jesus while finding our satisfaction in all the same ways that the world finds it, we give no upward witness to His worth or to our own satisfaction that is found in Him. James 4, 8 and 10. It's a familiar verse. It says, draw near to Him and He will draw near to you. We must continually be aware who we are in Christ and what we are experiencing in God. And He wants us to experience Him more. So I want you to stand. Tell your friends, don't distract me right now. And I want us to pray and believe that a great longing through the power of the Holy Spirit in this night will begin to accumulate within us. And a great cry will come forth out of this group, the bride of Christ, and that we will say, come, Lord Jesus, have your way. And if you're in a church or in a ministry that is adapting to the culture of this world, you better pray. It's not going to get it in the days ahead. He's a lover, but He's also a great judge. And His judgment is a motivation of His love because of the great evil that's been lived out upon His people and upon many of us in Israel and here. So, Lord, we say tonight, will You stir us? Holy Spirit, will You come? Will You strike a longing in us for the bridegroom conquering King Jesus? Today, will You allow a longing to arise, a testimony that we've come across a true treasure, the treasure of Jesus, that every heart in this room was formed for, that we would be a people that would magnify You, Lord, that we would be a people that would long for You in the quiet place where no one's looking and no one knows. Holy Spirit, presence of the living God, will You saturate us tonight? Come, Lord Jesus, come. Blow through this place. Stir us. Let's just worship for a moment. If you need to close your eyes and not be distracted, just close your eyes and worship Him. Think of Him. Repent of the things that you've done, that you've forsaken Him. Ask Him to forgive you.
Heaven is trembling with all of one.
chapter 1. It says, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in the last days spoken to us by His Son, Jesus, whom He has appointed heir of all things, everything, through whom also He made the worlds. Jesus was there at the beginning, creating the heavens and the earth, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power. When He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. This is Jesus, who wants to be close to you. I want to just open the front, and if you just want to come up, I want to pray in agreement. Just that the Lord would just stir you and long for you. And you would long for Him, that you would know His longing, that the presence would just saturate you. And I just want the singers and the musicians to just play and prophesy over you and sing over you, for the Holy Spirit to fall. Just come forward. Jesus, King of glory. Enjoy us. You love us. There is no human solution. There's only You. yes. Yes, Lord. Restoration, that you would speak to them, that they would rise early and seek you. Lovers. confirmed by your presence and your word. Not playing games, being double-minded and living two lives. Tonight is the night that we turn to you and we say yes. Yes. We say yes, Lord. That our hunger will increase and not decrease. That our longing would increase and not decrease. That our validation will come from being with you. Left us, that you're longing and waiting. We don't want to disappoint you. We want to say yes. Come close and draw near to you. May the fire of the Lord have its way in our lives tonight. If you need to leave, you can be dismissed, but I just want the worship team to take it up a notch. Just proclaim who he is. That we take it to a high place of praise and thanksgiving. That we prophesy on the instruments and through our voices. Yes, God. Because he's worthy of it. He's worthy of it. He is worthy. Jesus. Worthy of it. Yes. Yes. Just thank you. Nobody's going to watch it. Just raise your hands and give him praise. Yes. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We declare your goodness over our lives. fill the longings of our heart. You and only you, Jesus, can satisfy every desire. You and only you, Jesus. So help us pull quickly away from the satisfactions of this world and run into your arms, that you and only you, Jesus, can satisfy us. We just love you, Lord. We thank you. May the water level of your presence increase in this house and in this region, and in the hearts and minds of every Christian, every musician, every singer, every intercessor, every pastor, every teacher, every prophet, every apostle, every evangelist. That the water level of your presence would arise and move forward, up and upward. We love you. We love you. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. You finalized your message, Father, and your Son, Jesus. There is no other message, only your Son. We thank you. We won't shrink back in saying Jesus. We will increase. Be able to say anywhere, any place, that Jesus Christ is the true Son of God and He is my Lord. Jesus Christ is the true Son of God and He is my Lord. Jesus Christ is the true Son of God and He is my Lord. Yes, thank you. Receive tonight. Let's just, Lord, we just ask that what's stirred in us, what we've received, what we've said, you would take us up on it. That hunger and desire and longing would increase. That we would turn away from the worldly satisfaction. Turn to you and enjoy the adventure of your love reflecting in our lives, and the joy of the Lord and the blessing and the singing and the dancing and the peace. Oh, the peace that only you give. So we just say yes to all that. I just pray every Tuesday night in here that things will just keep increasing, and we will not stop proclaiming who you are. That we will be radical lovers of God. So have your way with us, Lord. We pray this in the precious and the holy and loving name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And all of God's children said, amen and amen. May you go in the peace of the Lord and take with you what you receive. Enjoy Him. God bless you.